Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all comes into reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even gotta flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Triple P Pam, known as Already Blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting to stretch. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Wren, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living like to live it forever. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Listen. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Yeah. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. Yeah. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Ray got the ladies going crazy on the open mic. Call midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference recording, the recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west. It's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Friday, March 6th, 2020. Yours truly, Raven98 here, along with...
Oh, good morning, TNT. How you guys doing? Sorry about that. All right, man. Ray, I see you put something in the forum yesterday. Let's get started with that.
All right. So we did have some Wednesday and Thursday updates. We'll start from Wednesday. Iraqi TV and news stations reported that the budget needs to be recalculated due to the large deficit. Baghdad News is suggesting that Iraq will be receiving sanctions from the international world for its actions against the protesters and its failure to protect U.S. interests and citizens. U.S. officials have announced that an employee at the U.S. Embassy in Iraq is being charged with collaborating with Hezbollah and sharing secret information. In Thursday, information came to us. Political blocs from all three nationalities are demanding that Mahdi return to the prime minister position. Citizens in the streets are furious after hearing such demands. And that was it.
That was it?
Mm-hmm.
Man, it was a whole lot of news yesterday. A whole lot of people talking about different things, about who they wanted to nominate, who they didn't want to nominate. Yes, the big thing was they wanted Mahdi to come back. No decisions have been made. No names have been supplied. No agreements have been made. Now, what they did talk about is, hey, guys, if we don't do this, yeah, it looks like we can be put back in Chapter 7. Looks like they're preparing for that if we don't do what we're supposed to do. It looks like our economy will definitely crash if we don't do what we're supposed to do. It looks like this is a lot of wasted effort. Now, only good news out of it today is the groups are saying they changed their mind, the Shiites and that. They wanted to remove the waiver for the Americans to leave the country. Now they want them to stay. Nope, we need them to stay. So we don't agree with that any longer. Iranians have agreed to the American sharing partnership of Iraq. They're saying, hey, we want to go back to that old agreement now. They want to go back to that because they see what's going on with the economy. Today they announced they can't pay people who they're supposed to pay. They haven't paid them in 4 months. They can't pay them. And they're saying that the citizens are getting to the point where there's going to be an issue on the streets because they haven't been paid their salaries in 4 months. So everybody knows they're getting right to that point where this thing is about to boil over, come to an end, or end everything one way or the other. So we could see some action. I will tell you this, something you guys wanted to hear. The banks were on alert Wednesday after the call, 3 o'clock the afternoon. They went on alert. The banks in Texas, the banks in New York, New Jersey, East Coast, they all were told to ramp up. They thought something would happen. Nothing has happened, guys, nothing. Now, they're on alert. They should ramp up. They're not at the exchange centers. They're not at the call centers. They were just notified, be ready. This could happen at any point. Has not happened. There are no paymasters receiving any money. Just think about it. I'll tell you guys, think about this. I'm a paymaster. Let's say I'm a paymaster as an example, because they're everyday citizens just like me and you. I know a couple of them. They're paymasters. How are they going to give me $100 million, much less $70, $80 billion that I'm supposed to spread out to my group, but they're going to give it to me and I can just hold it for what? The next 2 days, the next 3 days, the next 5 weeks, as many times as they're saying paymasters are funded? Well, how do they get money and we don't get any money? How do they give it to an everyday citizen but not to me and you? And we're everyday citizens. Why does he get the whole $70 billion in his account that he's supposed to pass out to his people? Because he doesn't. Because it's not happening, because the bank hasn't moved any money to anybody anywhere. They are preparing to, sooner the rate is changed. So, again, I'm a paymaster, and these are common sense things. How do I know how much to give the paymaster if the rate's not even out yet? But the price of oil changed yesterday. How much do I give the guy? How do I know how many of his people? People are not walking through this, thinking through this or anything. I can tell you I have paymasters in Reno, and nobody has received a dime. But everybody just keep putting that out. They're getting paid. They got money. They're getting funded. They haven't. Now, the banks were preparing to do something. Everybody was hoping to do something. And I told you guys they were doing it because they thought it was going to pass. They were. Things are still moving forward. Now, I got to tell you again, because I got it after the call from some people, too. Everybody's saying, Tony, man, the last month, you've been really negative. You've been really, I've been really realistic. That's what I have been. I've been telling you guys what's really going on, what's the possibility, and what we should be doing while we're waiting. And that's the part you should be hearing. Nothing has stopped. Nothing's going to stop. It is going to happen. We're going to get paid. We're all still going to be multimillionaires and billionaires. It's just not going to be today. I would love for it to be today. Believe me, it would change my whole world today if it was today. But we still have a great opportunity for it to be here. So now we just have to wait out his 15 days. That's what we're doing right now. Now, what's some miracle God have? He doesn't have to take 15 days. People are trying to pressure him not to take 15 days. Pick somebody. They're having all kind of emergency meetings over there today to try to pick somebody, come up with a consensus of a name so they can get this going. Because the more people come out and start talking about, okay, you get ready to fall back under Chapter 7, the more they realize they're going to lose it all. But again, even that threat is why Iran is saying, hey, let's go back to, you know, the American deal where we share it. We share Iraq. We share these positions. That's why people are saying, hey, let's go ahead and get this thing done right now. And they are trying to do that. The banks are ready because they know it could change at any moment, I think. Which I really think, guys, and know everybody's preparing for it, is the moment they do this, I think the banks are going to jump on it this time. I think everybody's going to jump on it this time because the economy is going to be in need of it. And I mean the Iraq economy, not necessarily the global economy, even though it does. But we'll see how it goes. All right, Ray, let's do it.
All right, Jambi67 says, it was discussed in the past that once the rate is announced and 800 numbers released, there would be a window of time for us, the internet community, to exchange before the public is even aware of the rate change. Does that mean that we will not be initially seeing a rate change on platforms such as Forex or Currency.com?
When the CBI changes their rate,
Go ahead.
You went blank. Oh. When CBI changes their rate on their site, it's going to change everywhere. When it changes at the bank, it's going to change everywhere. The only thing they ever talk about is, hey, we're going to know ahead of everybody else. They're going to set our appointments, and we're going to go in first 10 days. The general public isn't even going to be aware with it, of it. They're saying it's going to take it that long for it to get out to them and then for them to start coming into the bank wanting to exchange their money. That's all. That's what they think it's going to take. First 10 days, they're going to concentrate on our appointments, as we call that 800 number. Anybody else calling in from any other number, going up to the bank and having to exchange large amounts who aren't aware of the number, will then have their appointments scheduled after our appointments. Real simple. Okay, what's next?
Okay, and they say, where, if anywhere, would we see a new rate once we have 800 numbers?
Well, we'll go see them on the CBI site. We have 800 numbers. You should be able to go to the bank You should be able to call the bank's regular 800 number, and they will change the numbers in their system. So it will be obvious and available for everyone to see.
Okay. TP40 says, thank you, Tony and Ray. As I have been told in the past, Iraq cannot be an internationally trading country without their currency having a reality rate and revaluation. Can you give some thoughts on why the Vietnam dong has remained at such a low rate for so many years and seems to be getting along fine? Can this also happen in Iraq?
It can happen in Iraq. And a lot of people tell you Iraq is not internationally traded, but I never understand it, me personally, because, again, I can go to Citibank right now and exchange for dinar. They have a rate like everybody else. They got currency. They'll give it to you. You give it to them. I think Citibank is here in Sacramento or Citrus Heights, California. It's not in Iraq. So it must be international, right? Since it's one country to another country, and we are actually exchanging currency. So be careful what you believe. You hear a lot of stuff, but be careful what you believe. There is a rate. And if you go online and you look at the different sites, they have rates for other countries as well with the dinar, which tells me somebody's trading it. How do we have rates? It was not international. Wasn't it?
Jim in KC says, is it possible the Iranian-backed parliament could open and use the 2019 budget instead of the 2020 budget with the purpose of having the new rate, but more importantly for the corrupt, to avoid implementing the reforms built into the 2020 budget?
I always thought it was possible they could have used it since it was in 2019, but they haven't opened the budget yet. I don't know if Parliament can now open the budget without a government, since they had a caretaker government, or it still had to go through them in order to do that. Now, they're saying, if you're looking at the articles seem to come out, that this cannot happen without the 2020 budget. No payments are being made, no money's being spent, no obligations are being done. So they're saying none of that can occur without the 2020 budget, is what they're saying to public. And the plan is to do it through 2020 budget. I would think if they could have did it through 219 legally, then somebody would have brought that up and it would have already happened, just to get the citizens calmed down, paying them some money while they're trying to get everything else accomplished. So the answer probably is no, even though it made sense to you and me, a bunch of other people, the answer is probably no. Okay, what's next?
Okay. Sadie says, are the people that are protesters different than the ones rioting? Are they one group or two groups?
There's nobody rioting. They're called demonstrators, is what they're calling them over there. And we would call them quietly and legally protesting, because that is what they're doing. The two different groups are the people themselves and then Sadar's group. Sadar is taking a group who he wants to call protesters, demonstrators, trying to infiltrate the guys on the street so that he could control them that way by putting his own people in there and making their voices louder. But, you know, when you're in a crowd, nobody knows who's part of the crowd. And I always refer that back to the Vietnam War. They never knew who you were fighting, this guy or this guy. Why? Because they're the same guys. They're from Vietnam, dressed alike, look alike, act alike. They just believe two different things. Well, that's the two groups over there, Sadar's followers and the people on the street. And Sadar is trying to control the people on the street by putting his followers into the group. Now, some of them are like that, trying to say we're all one group, and the demonstrators are saying, no, we're not all one group. No, he doesn't speak for us. When they're trying to convince them, yes, we do, we speak for everybody. Now, Zadar has done two things. He put people in to be part of the group, and then he put a group of people, the blue hats, to fight the group to try to force them to do what he wanted them to do. So he thought he would come at it from both sides and take over the group. But the people didn't let that happen. They recognized it. They saw it for exactly what it was and made sure that that didn't happen. All right?
Okay. Let's see. Well, that's it for the board questions. You address
all right.
That.
Go let's do
live.
It. Yeah.
First caller, 404 area code.
Hi, Tony. Hi, Ray. I appreciate your continuing all of these calls and helping us connect the dots. Just a couple of questions for you, thanks to a fellow TNT member, Alexa Capital, reminding me that several calls back, Tony, you had referenced, just kind of in passing, a date. But at that particular point, you weren't going to be in a position to tell us. Has that date passed? Or are we still in that window?
I don't know. What was it a date for?
It was one of those little kind of in passing statements. I remember it as well, but I'm going, I'm not sure, but you made that reference. And so I thought, well, I will just try to jog your memory because my memory wasn't that great either, other than the fact that you had mentioned it, but that you couldn't say, tell us what it was.
Okay, the only thing I can think of is when I wasn't specifically supposed to tell you guys March the 4th was when the banks were going to be ready to go. Sure I let that out beforehand. And March the 4th, at 3 o'clock, the banks went on high alert because that was their plan. That's what they did. And they thought something was going to happen. Today is March the 6th. Nothing has happened. They're still on alert. And they were on alert to the point where they had to be within 25 miles of the office, they had to be here in 30 minutes, those kind of things. They're still not on vacation, everything else, but nothing has happened because nothing has happened over there to enable it to happen.
Okay? Right. Okay, well, we know at least a time frame based on when you said they were on the alert on Wednesday at 3 p.m. It's nice to know that Texas was also part of that high alert thing as well. The Mahdi, I appreciate the updates that have been given, and I hope the noise isn't coming from my phone, but I'm picking up an awful lot of noise, so I'll try to talk over it.
Me too. Go ahead.
Okay.
It's a humming noise. I don't know who it is. But it's one of you two, because it's definitely not me, but go ahead.
I'm trying to use a different phone so they can't track me down. With the Prime Minister, Mahdi, you know, they are floating his name a bit. And, of course, we were alerted that the protesters, demonstrators weren't all that happy. But what I've been finding interesting just in the last 24, 48 hours, Mahdi seems to have emerged from the self-imposed dark zone that he put himself in, and he's been inspecting the ports. He's been just doing things that he had been doing in when he was, you know, before his resignation. Visited the Baghdad International Airport to see how they were handling the coronavirus situation and the like. What I was curious is whether or not this may be, are your folks seeing this as a means where he may be accepting the fact that to get out of this, that he needs to resume that role and that they need to be tapping people representing the demonstrators so that they come on and have their early elections and that's where they get their voice in the things. Are your folks giving any sort of feedback on that at all? Beyond what we got in the updates on Wednesday and Thursday that Ray had posted.
No, okay, so we got to look at a couple things here. I'm just looking at it. Mahdi said he won't accept it and he won't come back unless the people say it's okay. So the people have already said it's not okay. They made their voices known already. They don't want him back.
But that was 48 hours ago.
22. Right, that was 48 hours ago.
What's 10 hours ago?
And Mahdi
Five
said,
hours ago.
Yeah. Okay, Marty says, okay, I'm going to stay here because he was supposed to disappear. He said, hey, after the third, I'm out. I mean, after the second, I'm out. I'm done. Now he says, okay, I will stay here, but I'm not going to do anything. I'm not going to do charity meetings. I'm not going to show up or anything, which he did, and then walked out the room, turned it over to somebody else. So I'm going to be here in name only. So today we see that, yes, he's out there and doing what he'd be doing. And I don't know, nobody has told me yet, whether he's doing it because that's what other countries expect him to do, that's what other countries are doing, or he sees it as a way to keep the people calm while it's going. I've got no actual feedback from it. We know the Kurds, the Shiites, and somebody, one of the other ones, are all three saying they want him back now. That's who they want. That's the name they are putting up. They're saying it's better just to bring him back. That's the easiest thing that we can do, the quickest thing that we can do, and let things go and go on with our economy, because that is it. We just don't know if that is happening. They're making their big push today, though. So we have to wait and see what happens. Okay?
Well, it's also interesting to me that there are a lot of things starting to surface on a lot of the government sites dealing with how stable the area is, and please invest in us, and really kind of tooting their own horns on what they've been able to do with the monies that have already been invested there. So, you know, you kind of think that they're trying to lay the foundation for, you know, emerging from this crisis. But whenever all of this does happen, we know that 10 days from that is when our TNT Super Fantastic Pay It Forward project will be. And hopefully it's going to be sometime in March. They will get this thing done early on, not putting it off to the last minute. And again, guys, appreciate your helping us connect the dots. Have yourself a great festive Friday. Fortune coming to us Friday's
you
way,
too.
I call it. Okay. Thanks.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 386 area code. You are on.
Everything's fine with me. Yesterday when you called 386, I had already hung up, but I guess it didn't come off your board that I had hung up.
Right.
My questions have already been answered. So,
all right. Thank you, sir.
Gentlemen, God bless you. All have a good day and have a great day, everybody. Thank you.
Take care.
Bye.
727 area code, you are on.
Well, can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Can okay, great. Well, geez, Liz. Tony, I've missed you. Ray, I've missed you. The last
oh, thank you, sir.
I was out of the truck and I couldn't pick up the call, obviously, because I didn't know you called me yet. But anyway, one of the questions that I was going to ask, Tony, you've already answered in the sense that about the 2019 budget. But since everything's got to be reworked, and that doesn't seem likely, do you think then their plan would be, if they're given the opportunity, that they would just run this through the parliament and get that done in a way and in a fashion to where it could resolve quickly? Do you think that's what they're hoping that will happen? Because if they go back into Chapter 7, they're all out of a job and they got no money. I mean, they're not getting paid anymore from what they were supposed to be doing but weren't doing. Do you see where I'm coming
from?
Yeah,
Chapter 7 doesn't remove everybody from their position. And put them in control, it's going to bring the vote that much sooner, and then they'll be removed. But they will know things will change in the laws when they go back under Chapter 7. Somebody else will have total control. They'll still get money. They'll still do their auctions. Iran will still smuggle money. None of that part is going to change until the actual budget and the law itself changes, and they do away with the auction. Okay. So, and that's really, if they're bringing Marty back, they're saying, we got to do this because nobody's getting paid now. Our contracts aren't getting paid. Our citizens aren't getting paid. Agreements, you know, the MasterCards are out there. They're not getting paid. It's hurting the economy. And they said, we only got 2 months to go, guys, and we're out of money. 2 months. That's all we have. So it can't be 6 months from now, a year from now, 2 months, and we're out of money. So we need to start making the right decisions right now. So we'll see.
Okay. But this is our chance then. If we were going to, if the ultimate goal is primarily to break Iran first and then get Iraq squared away, that would be the way to do it.
That would be the way to do it, is to do the budget and break them and stop all the smuggling, the moving of the money, you know, because the auction, right. Let's say there's 20 banks or there's 50 banks out there involved in the auctions, however many, that cut them all off because they're not selling money on the street anymore. So those are Iran's primary sources right there. So now we cut them off. Now the dollar's not being moved, and we got all the new laws as far as the border, smuggling, everything else. We can actually go in and arrest people who are moving money out of the country, even if it's dinars trying to change it into dollars. But now we have a law in place, a reason in place that we can track them and shut them down. We've already gone out to the U.S. and put so many people on sanctions, Sadar, Maliki, whole list of other ones that Iran deals with. That cuts them off. And if they're not helping Iran, Iran is not going to be helping them anymore. So that's going to change the power balance right there. So everything's based on this budget going through. And that's why Iran's fighting it so hard and the people, and why the people want it so bad, because they know it's going to change Iraq forever.
Sure. Well, now, because they haven't come up with a name, and I was under the impression from what you said earlier that the assistant to Mahdi, whoever that was, they would be the ones to be the next in line for the position. Isn't that how it works, or no?
Now, what I've read and understood, the two deputies are next, just like we got, you know, the vice president, the speaker, and everything else. They have a hierarchy of who's supposed to be next when it doesn't go through. Now, somebody actually sent me something after our call, saying they get this last chance, and after that, they have to hold early elections. Well, articles are coming out from all kind of parliament members today saying it's going to take a year and a half to have early elections. We can't even do it in November because none of the rules are set up. None of the regions are set up. Not even how the procedures are going to go. And so you can't expect anybody to do that and change the whole country in 60 days. Or even by November, and for it to happen right. So we can't see how that can happen. It's caught in the constitutional vacuum, like they're saying, and total chaos if they don't get this done, because there's no other way to do anything else. Chapter 7 will work. The UN, the U.S. come back in and say, we'll just appoint people. Here's your prime minister. Here's him. He's going to put his government together. But then they're not going to control everybody he gets. So even though they put Maliki in there, Maliki picked Iranian people to be below him, right? As his prime ministers in there. The UN, the U.S. can't go pick every single position and say, this is who you're going to have. And then it's 4 year time. Anything can happen. So they want the people to do it because, again, when the people are behind us, when the people are looking for the U.S. to come in, it's a whole different ball game if we go in and take somebody out. Because we're supporting the people.
Sure. Okay, so no obvious thing then for the deputy prime minister to take over. That doesn't appear to be the next step.
No, it's not obvious because they wouldn't be submitting names, and I think they would just let that happen because we know they're already Iranian backed.
Right. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, Ray, Tony, man, I got to tell you, you guys are salt of the earth and you stick with it. And I'm grateful to be on your team. So have a great day and I appreciate you both. And we'll look forward to that call.
All right.
Thanks, all right. Thanks, thank Ray. You, sir.
Yeah, you bet.
All righty. 281 area code. You are on.
Oh, can you hear me?
Yes, we hear
hello?
You.
Hello? Oh, yeah. first of all, I want to thank you for all your, the accurate information. Unfortunately, a lot of it's not really super good news. But I had a little thing for Danny from Dallas. You know, this probably happened to a few people, but, you know, several years ago, I had encouraged several of my friends to buy Dinar and Don because we thought it was going to happen pretty quickly. I'm sure this happened to you, Tony, too. And they're not my friends anymore. They won't even talk to me. And most people, I'm serious. Actually, the guys weren't too bad because they just saw that I was really trying to help them. But the wives, my God, you know, if I ever see them in the supermarket, you know, they literally cursed me out. So now the thing with Danny, I like Danny. We're fellow Texans, don't get me wrong. But the thing is this, he's in, and I think he's in a supervisory position the way he talks. So he's talked to his underlings and he tells them to buy, you know, Dinar and Dong, which is good. And I think it's probably not a bad idea. But if this doesn't happen for a while, he's going to lose a lot of friends, including his buddy JR. So that's just, you know, one comment. But, you know, one thing that happens here, a lot of people seem to forget, if it wasn't for you and for, of course, Oki, we wouldn't even have this. So, I mean, as good as it is, we wouldn't have anything. That's why I am, you know, still a very loyal listener. Now, it was on the Internet yesterday, and I'm sure you're going to rebuke this one. And unfortunately, you're probably correct, but someone said that the sovereignty group was already paid. And now they're waiting for some other people to get paid. There's a whole bunch of people got paid. You know, the sovereignty group, you know, there's a bunch of people in there. I think there's a large Mormon faction. But these are all fixed rates. You know, they downplay a little bit. They didn't have the good rates, but they had guaranteed rates from a while ago. And like you're saying, not one penny is exchanged to any of this. So it's so bad sometimes, Tony, is that you hear this on the Internet and people get all encouraged. And I heard it last night on another caller. And, oh, my God, this is good. I mean, everybody's getting paid. It's our time's next. But yet not one penny has been exchanged. So I think what's happening here, unfortunately, is that I think it's – this is my opinion, okay? I'm trying to be optimistic, but I don't think it's going to happen pretty quickly. Because how many times in the past, Tony, did it have to happen? It had to happen by this time. Or, you know, things, everything was going to collapse. That could have been years ago. So this could go on. I mean, everything sounds like it has to happen within 2 months, but this could go on for another year or so. And by that time, our friend Oakley would probably be gone. The guy called Wednesday with prostate cancer, he'll be gone. And probably Danny in the Dallas.
Okay, hold up for a second. Man, for these last couple calls, y'all just killing off people. Hold up for a second. Hopefully everybody makes it. But understand two things, guys. I mean, you got to understand. If you have an option, everybody has an option. They can go sell their dinar back. I heard a guy sold back $200 million gone. He can go sell it back and say, I'm done. My future is over as far as this currency is concerned. Let me go do something else. Or everybody can just hold on to their money and let life be what it is. Go live, enjoy your life, and one day you get a phone call and say, hey, you became a multimillionaire today, or you became a billionaire today. Your winning lottery ticket is cashable today. Those are two options. In the meantime, in between time, you can say, every time, let me see what's going on. It's getting closer. It's getting farther away. I got $50 that I was going to spend on pizza. Let me get another million dong and put another $500,000 in my pocket. I got $50 that I was going to spend on beer this week. But instead of buying beer, let me buy another million dong and put another $500,000 in my pocket when this thing happens. And that's all you have to do and look at it, because either way you look at it, $50 is going somewhere. It just, is it going away or is it going towards your future? Nowhere.
Well,
I don't care what job you have, what investment you have, or anything else, 401k you have, can you put $50 in there and say, when this thing matures, I got $500,000. If you know somewhere else to do that, please do. But I don't know anywhere else. And that's all this is about right now, is building your future while we wait. because we can't control anything else. We can listen to it. We can hear about it. We can try and figure it out. We already know the rates. We already know what's going to happen. I mean, they broadcast it all around the world practically. We just don't know the moment in time.
Yeah, well, that's true. But keep one thing in mind, though, Tony. You know, a lot of people are living on a thread. I mean, this thing has to go. They're waiting for it to go. And when the thread breaks, they're in the street. They kill themselves. They do what, it's just that bad, I think. I mean, I don't want to be a purveyor of doom like that, but I think most of your callers are doing great. Everybody's doing good. My other 281 caller, every time you talk to her, how you doing? She's doing good. She's doing very good. So it just seems that everybody you talk to, except for a few people, like a fellow with prostate cancer was one, and there was an 82-year-old guy a couple of weeks ago, are very, positive. So they have something going for them. So if it doesn't happen the next day or week or year, they'll survive. But there's other people who are literally, virtually, one step away from being in the street. And I remember, I mentioned this once before, about 5 years ago, and believe me, I love you, Tony. I really do. I really do. But you made a comment. There's one guy, he says, I don't know what to do. He says, I'm losing my house. And I said, all I have left is my dinar. And I think it's all. He says, don't sell your dinar. Live in your car. Do something. Don't sell your dinar. So, that was 5 years ago. I don't know what he's done now. But the thing about it is, I think the reality of the situation is, which bothers me and probably a lot of your callers, not the ones that call in though, is that when is it going to happen? Like right now, we're not, it sounds a little more positive. It'd be the Iranians control everything. We literally almost have to have a war with Iran to this thing to happen, I think, right at this point in time. And I just think, we go on, and then we have more bad news.
Let me tell you this. So I understand. Okay, two things. So let me say this real quick so we get somebody else in. I would tell that guy the exact same thing today. Don't sell your currency. Because once you sell your currency, you sold your future. There's no way you can be able to come back from it, especially if you're living in your car. You've already lost your house and everything else. Your saving grace to bring your life back to where you are or better is that currency. So I would never sell that currency. The other thing is, right here, guys, we don't know. We know what the plan was. We know the plan has changed based on the people that have changed, future. And there is nothing we can do to control that. Not us, not me, not you, to control when or where it happens. So all we can do is plan for it happening. And that's it. That's the bottom line. Now, what we can do is stop listening to people who are telling you every day that it's happening. And I don't have to say their name. You guys know. You send me copies of the emails and the texts and everything they send out telling you it's happening tomorrow, that the algorithm got messed up, that China didn't do this, or two countries didn't do this. And what does that got to do with the entire system that's been ready, sitting there, waiting to go forever? Absolutely nothing. How many times have these people told you the paymaster's been funded? How many times are they going to fund them? How many times are they going to give them $80, $90, $100 million in their account? And then what? They not pass it out to anybody. How many times are you going to stand and listen to them saying Trump signed it last night? Well, he signed it 50 times already. Evidently, that doesn't mean shit. So understand that and who these people are and what they're telling you. It's not reality. Now, we got the banks, and the banks have been ready to go. Iraq could do something any minute. But right now, where they are, we all know we need the 2020 budget. We got to have that because that's where the rate is, like it was in the 2019. Now, somebody asked me earlier, why don't they just go back to the 2019 budget? Well, guess what? And I should have said it to him earlier. Because the price in the 2019 budget was $60 a barrel. $60 a barrel. We're down to 50, and they think it's going below 50. So how can they use that budget? And they actually explained that. They had a deficit of almost 20% out of that budget, but it's already been wiped out just by the price of oil right now. So if they go in there, they don't have anything left to use. So they need
yeah,
the
right.
2020 budget to go, guys, and people need to understand that. It's not a problem. At some point, it's going to have to go. The rate is going to change because they can only survive two more months on what they have before their economy collapses. And even Iran doesn't want their economy to collapse because now they have no way of getting anything. So use
okay.
a little common sense. Hang in there. Just, you know, while we wait, just get richer. That's all I can tell you. Okay?
Yeah.
All right.
All
right. All right. Thank you, sir. Let me let somebody
okay.
else in. All right. Thank you,
okay.
sir.
All right. Thank you, sir. 732 area code. You are on.
Good day, gentlemen.
Greetings.
Sounds
hey.
Exciting.
Good day. How are you?
Good, good. We're getting close. I feel it. And I heard you mention March 4th. And do you remember years ago, March 4th, was when the Kuwait RV'd? That was a good time.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Will the process basically be the same process as people did it in Kuwait, or is there more to it this time?
No, it's basically the same process. The rate's going to
okay.
change. People are going to sell their dollars in Iraq one-to-one. We're going to go to the bank, do our exchanges. It's not going to be difficult at all.
Yeah, some people out there try to make it sound so complicated, and it's not, you know. It's like, I guess, basically you can go in your bank now and exchange any foreign currency. That easy.
It's going to be the same thing. That's right.
Yeah, fear not, people,
right?
right? Here's my question.
That's right.
So I noticed if Iraq is 8 hours ahead of us on Eastern time, then when does this 15-day countdown actually start? Was it yesterday?
The 15 days started from March the 2nd. Now, we just say March the 2nd was the downline, I mean the deadline, and they had a couple articles came out said it was extended to March the 8th. But they gave March the 2nd, it was over. So by March the 17th, he should have signed somebody new.
Yeah, it's good to know. And then you mentioned Wednesday's call that there may be a 30-day extra time period, and that would become 45 days perhaps. And
well, whenever he names somebody, they have 30 yeah. days to put their government together.
Yeah, yeah. And then what could, though, next happen after the 45 days if there is no RV in that event, if there's none? What happens, what comes into play then?
Well, they're saying the deputies are in line for it, but I can't see it. And again, like I said, on Wednesday, somebody sent me information saying that then they have 60 days to do a vote, to do that. I'm do the elections all over again. And I haven't got a definitive answer which one of those are correct. But as of right now, those are the two options.
60 days, huh? And if there's a delay, it would go into that as what could happen, as worst comes to worst. But will the citizens of
yeah,
Iraq?
Yeah, but we
got to
remember this.
The demonstrators
already telling everybody their economy and their country can't last another 2 months.
That's
they have
I'm
no
thinking.
Funding after that.
Yeah, I think these citizens are uproaring. It's going to ain't come go 60 days. So we hope that.
Yeah, it'll be bad.
Sooner is better than later. Thank you, guys.
All right, thank you, sir.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Okay.
All right, thank you, sir. Let's see, that takes us to 610. You are on.
Good afternoon, Ray, and good morning, Tony. It's
greetings.
G-Man MPA.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Doing super fantastic, Tony, and I'm going to keep my portion very short today. Ladies and gentlemen, donations are needed to keep this information superstation on the air, and you can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City, that's just like the tree, Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who would like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, you can go to $TNTSuperFantastic, and you'll be able to make your donations electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. And I'll close out with Vegas, Vegas, Vegas. Verification, negotiation, diversification. Protect your principal. KYW, know your worth. And rally, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good homestyle North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite weekend.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you.
You're welcome, Tony.
All right. 281 area code. You are on.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey there. I'm fantabulous,
sir. Super fantastic.
Nth degree. And yourself?
I'm great. If I'm not mistaken, you all talked to my husband earlier. And
you're mistaken.
Yes. Am I mistaken?
Yeah, but
okay,
on this call?
I thought you all did. Because he said that the questions had been answered. But it was answered.
Oh, okay.
I asked about the high alert, and you all answered it in the opening statement. But thank you, and you all have a great day.
Oh,
have
okay.
a blessed weekend.
Okay. All right, you too.
All right.
Alrighty. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
406 area code, you are on. Okay, you're off. 386 area code.
Well, hello, gentlemen.
Hey, good morning.
Greetings, sir.
Hey, Tony, this is directed at you.
Okay.
I know the stipulations for the Bentleys. But my question is, how do we let you know when we can't get in the forum?
You mean that's the question directed to Ray, not to me.
How do we inform you to find out if we qualify for the Bentley if we can't get hold of it because we're not in the forum?
Who are you thinking the Bentleys are for?
Oh, excuse me. Okay, hold on. Yeah, let me clarify this because you want a Bentley bad. I know you do.
I'm going to put my order in for a convertible too while I'm at it.
Okay. So, first of all, I wasn't supposed to expose it. It was something I put together, and I had told Pam that I wanted to give all of our moderators a Bentley. So she made me a list. So all the moderators that we've had for the last 10 years, 12 years, I planned on giving them a Bentley while we were going around the country. It seems like they're all gone now anyway. But at the time, that was my plan, to give everybody a Bentley. And then maybe at each location, I would give out one Bentley to the crowd, not just hand people Bentleys. So I've just been playing with it ever since then. And there is no letting me know you want a Bentley. I have to figure out who shows up in the room and then have a system to pick somebody and say, look how you get the ride home. But
well,
whatever it is, I certainly wouldn't expose it on this call and have everybody looking for it, okay?
At one time you had said that the people that do the biggest community service,
yeah,
the top so many, would get a Bentley.
No, not would get a Bentley. I said I was going to try and put together a private group of investors and information of like the top 100 people who made donations during our 10-day event and do something special with them. I'm not handing them all Bentleys. No.
Darn it, I thought I was going to get me a convertible.
Oh. You can. You know how you get one? You go
buy
$50 worth of more dong today And when it comes out, that's $500,000, and it'll buy you any Bentley you want.
All right. Well, I misunderstood you because I thought you said the top so many were going to get a Bentley.
No. Well, I wasn't going to do that. I was going to give a private meeting dinner with those top 100 and then even put together some kind of group where we get together, call each other, and give some advanced information or notice and, you know, just see what happens from there. So.
Oh, well, I guess I'll have to settle for a Ford GT.
Okay, there you go.
All right, then.
Ford GT, that's $500,000 right there. What are you talking about?
Thanks a lot, now. Take care, gentlemen. Have a blessed day.
All right.
636, area code. You're on.
Thanks for taking my call. Tony, I was on with you Wednesday shortly, and we were discussing the various posts by the various gurus and so forth and so on. And I failed to ask you at that time, what makes Oki, what is Oki's role in this, and what makes his post more believable by most than the others? He's seemed to be feeling
you
better because
what?
It's been
okay.
Lately, and everybody puts
a lot of faith in Oki. Okay. So, and I don't mind telling everybody, and everybody knows, because I respect Oki. I do. When I first got in there, there was only like, I don't know, three or four gurus. It was what they call themselves, which is us, Oki, and a couple others. But myself, when I got into this, I used to listen to him. You know, Oki used to be friends with somebody in the White House. He got pictures in the White House. He's well connected with senators and congressmen, even though they're all of his age and everything now. There. So he has some very good connections. Oki is actually the first one who told me that, hey, they were talking about you in the Pentagon yesterday. And I was like, what? What did I do? Oki was the first one who basically introduced me to some senators when we called and went through that. And this guy and that guy, and hey, they've been talking about you, want to put some things together. And I started that. So he was an integral part in me getting involved in this, even though I was just living my life. And I was just talking and giving out information, but it attracted people's attention. But he let me know that. And from that point, people just start calling me, contacting me, and everything else. So I really got to appreciate Oki for even doing that portion of it, or even letting me know that it was going on. Because I had no way of knowing this senator was talking to me or they were talking to me in the Pentagon. And next thing I know, the FBI is calling me, the CIA is calling me, Homeland Security is calling me, and I'm like, what the hell's going on? But I attribute that to him, so I got to give him that. Or I would have never known it or even realized how big this whole thing was growing. So I do listen to some things he says. I get bad information sometimes, hopeful information or information is too far. So does he. And so at the same token, I have to give him that. I said, I know he knows the sources and that, but it doesn't mean everything is that way. He'll tell you this morning, you saw his post. He said something was going to happen. You heard this. We're still waiting for it today. Now, that's his sources are telling him that. My sources are telling me, Tony, there's no way it's going to happen. It can't happen because this has to happen first. So regardless of what they're saying, nobody's giving out any money. And I called Reno. And I got paymasters, and nobody's gotten any money. So when people say that, I'd be like, you know, this girl asked me, why do they keep lying? Why do this guy keep saying every day is going tomorrow, it's going tomorrow, it's going Saturday? Well, because somebody's telling them that, but that doesn't make it so. I mean, for years, we actually thought it was, and it has a possibility. But right now, the situation that we're living in today, it's not even possible to happen. And I don't understand why people can't realize that or look at it. It's not even possible. Maybe they know something I don't know. I don't know everything in the world. I mean, pretty much everything, but not everything. I'm just joking. But anyway, so it could happen. But I believe in Oki. I like Oki. I don't think he ever intentionally makes up anything. He actually goes with information he's been given from somebody. That don't mean it's all right, but he's not one of the guys like these other guys that just makes up some BS just to be what he feels is relevant, you know, or people are listening to him. And I'm just saying, if the guy says the same thing to you every other day, when do you stop listening to that crap? And that's what people got to realize, because they keep sending it to me. Tony, what are you saying? I think the same thing I thought 48 hours ago when he said it. It's not going to happen. And then 48 hours from now, you see it doesn't happen. Why do you still listen to him? I don't understand. But it's what happens.
Okay, no, change your time. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir. All right.
972 area code. You are on. 972.
Hello, Ray. Hey, Tony.
Hey,
Danny,
sir.
Here.
Hey, Danny.
Yes.
So, a couple people already came and told me that, you know, you're probably not going to be here when the RV happens.
I know it.
I just want to know, how do you feel about that?
I wanted to ask about that. Last time I was on, I forgot to ask about it, but there may be a conspiracy here I need to be aware of. I'm not sure. Oh, my goodness.
All right.
I've got enemies.
What's
that don't
going
talk about me that way. So, oh, my. Oh, yeah. Well, fortunately, I'm in the middle of hanging some sheetrock on a job, and all my questions have been answered, but I kind of wanted to find out, does that guy have a handle? Because I can talk bad, too, you know. I'm sure he's just using me as an example, and I guess I should be honest by that. But I got to get back to hanging sheetrock. I'll see you guys later. Thank you.
All right, sir.
All right, thank
care.
You, sir.
951. Let me try that again. 951.
Good morning. Is that me?
That's you.
Good morning.
Yeah, all right. Great. Yeah, the same thing happened to me on Monday, I think some other guy said. I was on the call, and I put in to have a question answered, and then I thought I took myself out of the queue, but then you called for me anyway. And by the time I got to the phone, you'd have ended up somebody else, but that's okay, because my question had already been answered. But the question I have today is, at the beginning of the call, now I missed part of the call because I had to go do some stuff, and I apologize for that. So if I'm asking a question that's already been answered, I'm sorry. You mentioned like the banks were on high alert and stuff like that. How can they be on high alert if Iraq's not ready?
Well, the problem is they scheduled it last week. I tell you guys, they said as of this day, we're going to be ready. And they followed through and notified people to get ready, get ramped up. As of right now, you're restricted to your movements, this and that, because they thought it was something that still could happen. I'm saying maybe they know something I don't. I don't know. But they didn't staff any locations. They just said get ready, be on the alert. Your vacations are canceled because this could happen any moment. They thought something was going to happen on Monday, and it did not happen. Just like I said, hey, Monday was the day. They either pass it or they don't. And if they passed it, they're going to be ready to go on Wednesday. And that's why I said when they do pass it, it's going to happen really quick. You know, when I asked them today what's going on, nothing's changed. Went on alert Wednesday at 3 o'clock. It's Friday morning. Nothing has happened. Nobody's at the call center. Nobody's at the exchange center. We're just sitting here on alert saying, hey, don't be more than 25 miles out because something could happen. And we don't know. Something could happen. I mean, I don't know how. Somebody could be nominated. They could have an emergency session like this happening today, and they could all vote and say, hey, let it go. Body could come back and agree to it, and they all vote and say, okay, we don't care what the people says. You know, we got 2 months. We need to do something. We need to bring him back because that's the easiest thing to do. Kurdistan is going for it. Shiites are going for it. The Sunnis are going for it. They're all requesting it today. Just bring him back. because this is too much. Just bring him back and let's move the country forward. That could happen over the weekend, far as I know, but let's see what happens.
Yeah, all right.
Okay.
All right, that was good. Thanks.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
313 area code, you are on.
Is that me?
That's you.
Yes, sir.
Excuse me. Oh, boy.
Hey. Cut your stuff out over the phone. Already been sick. Go ahead.
excuse me. I just wanted to ask Tony. If I can get it out, does he think this thing will be over with by maybe the end of the summer?
One way or the other. I think it will be one way or the other. Like I said, they're saying they only have 2 months, and that's March and April left to fund the country. So something has to happen. So one of two things, the country goes broke and collapses, and the UN goes in and takes over. The people do an Arab Spring and the UN goes in and takes over. Or, as we're seeing today, Iran is saying, hey, let's go back to where, you know, the U.S. had part and we had part. Let's go back to that because we don't want to collapse. Or people are all saying, hey, let's bring Mahdi back or something, because they're all looking and saying, okay, we've gone too far. And if we keep letting it go, then it's out of control, and nobody wants to be out of control.
Yeah, well, if they did this 2 years ago, they would have had more control.
They certainly would have had more money. They could have did it 6 months ago, back in October, when Iraq was actually trying to push it through. They'd have more money. I don't know about the control, but they certainly have more money.
Yeah, well, at least they had some kind of government set up. Now it just seems to be totally chaotic.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot. And hello.
All right, thank you, sir.
Couldn't get it off without my call.
All righty. Thank you.
All right.
619 area code, you are on. 619-717, you are on.
619.
Sorry.
Okay, good morning.
Move too slow. 419, you are on.
You have no chance, right? Okay. What's up, fellas? How you doing?
All right, sir.
I'm super fantastic.
Good. Hey, years ago, you know, there was a... We were talking about how Iraq was getting money from countries, even the U.S., and there was the truth. We didn't know how true that was. Everybody said that they was getting money and they wasn't getting money. And they would go through that money. We always wondered, how were they even operating? What makes this time, as you say, that in a few months they'll run out of money? What makes this time different?
Well, you got to remember, at one point, the U.S. was giving Iraq $4 billion a month, even though it just disappeared. But at one point, it was. Countries were willingly loaning Iraq money and investing in them. They are no longer doing that because of the way the situation looks, because of the demonstrators, because everybody's unsure of what's going to happen. Nobody's going to continue just throwing away good money after bad, or bad money after good, either way. That has stopped. Not only did they stop giving Iraq money, they're demanding that Iraq make their payments, which they've been doing. So in both cases, they're making their payments, which is draining them, and they're not receiving any new money. That's why they're saying we have 2 months worth left. That's it. We can't pay anybody. We're not paying the people. We're not paying the contracts.
We've been paying government workers, and then we're not even going to be able to do that in the next 2 months.
Okay. What is this payment that the people are getting? Is this the same thing that is connected to the loading arms?
The payments that the people are getting, where they're getting their ration cards, well, that's what we call them in the military, ration card, I forgot what you call it, but for their food, grain. They don't even have the money to buy the wheat for the summer. And they know that.
Okay. All right, I was kind of wondering about that, what makes that different this time, and what kind of, what money are they getting paid over there? But I also wanted to make a statement Wednesday. Guys, cut off early if I can get in. You know, everybody say this old saying that the money is the root of all evil. Well, everybody misquotes that, what they're trying to say, and they don't even understand what it really means. But the true quote of that is the root of the love of money is the root of all evil. It's what's in your heart. Like you always just tell us, Tony. That money is just a tool. You sit on the table, just sit there doing that, waiting for you to do something with it. Rather you do something good, or rather you do something evil because of what's in your heart. So I just want to, you know, just put that out there. People need to stop saying that. If you're going to say it right. It's not the money that's root of all evil. It's what's in your heart that makes that money do what you want to make it do. Okay. Have a good day, fellas. That's all I want to say there. Take care.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate that.
All right.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right.
619. We're back to you. 619. We're back to you again.
Can you hear me again?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Sorry, I was muted last time. I didn't know that. So, hey, Tony. You've mentioned that Trump.
Wait. Are we on speaker? Take us off because you're breaking up and I can't understand what you're saying.
Is that better?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Hey, you mentioned that, if I'm not mistaken, that Trump had picked Alawi, that he was going to put him in to get things done. And that being the case, wouldn't he pick the next guy to get in there and just get things done, and as he's trying to get Iraq out, things of that nature?
Well, I don't know if I said he actually picked him. People have choice opportunities, and we have to agree on who it is and for what reason. We picked Mahdi when he went in. We picked, Maliki when he went in. The Alawi before that when we went in, because they didn't have elections. They didn't have power. We were putting their structure together. Is why we handpicked who we wanted. The last time they had a vote, you remember that, when Mahdi came in. The people went in and voted. They're saying it was a crooked vote and everything else, but we let it go, and we always have that. Just like right now, the argument was, who does the U.S. want in? Who does Iran want in? Who has whatever power beneath them? And that has always been since we let Iran in, and the U.S. did let Iran in because the U.S. had complete control of Iraq at the end of the war, complete control. So we let them inch in. Right now, okay, when Mahdi was there, when Alawi was there, the U.S. said, okay, we agree on him. The U.S. agreed. Okay, we'll let this guy go in. And now we see why the U.S. agreed. The U.S. met with him. He said, hey, I'm going to tell these guys I want you to go, but you know I want you to stay. And then he starts saying the U.S. is going to stay. And Maliki and everybody kept complaining about it. Talking about, hey, man, you're talking out two sides of your neck. You're telling us they got to go. You're telling them they can stay. The U.S. already knew that. The U.S. already knew he wasn't going to agree to what Maliki and Sadar wanted, because that was part of the agreement of him being there. So we absolutely agreed on that guy because he was going to be what we thought the first honest one. He was bringing in the people we wanted. But it doesn't matter if we really agree, if we're going to do it the right way, if Parliament still has the vote. Because what happened this time could happen the next time and the next time. So until it ends constitutionally one way or the other, if it's Chapter 7, then yes, we'll have a bigger say. Because now we don't need your vote. You're back under Chapter 7, and we're going to make the decisions. And it could come down to that. We'll see.
Okay.
Wait, I can't hear you. I can't hear you. You're all broke up.
Yeah, okay.
Hello?
Can you hear me now? Yeah, can you hear me now?
Yeah, go ahead.
That's a little better.
Okay. Hey, here's another few questions. You hear things about there's still way too many notes out there, and therefore there's no way that Iraq could exchange because it would be less than 1-to-1. It'd be broke. Can you feed us a little information on your opinion on that?
My opinion is CBI announced a long time ago that they have met the criteria they need to do the exchange. They got back, received back enough notes already. So that is not even an issue.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir. Have a great day.
You too.
Okay. Thank you. And that was the last one with the hand up. So we can wrap this up.
Okay. All right, guys. We're here again. It's Friday. We're probably going to get the news late this evening, what's really going on again. And if we do, Ray will post it in the forum. I'll tweet it out, and we'll keep doing what we're doing. I'm going to do what I do, and I hope you do the same. That is, enjoy the rest of your day and your weekend. If something happens, we'll send it out. If it doesn't, I'll talk to you on Monday. All right, Ray.
All right, ladies and gents, that's going to be it for today's segment of TNT Conference Call. And we'll be back Monday on our regularly scheduled call unless something exciting happens in between that time. And if it does, we'll let you know. So, till then, keep believing. We sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire. I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now,
we are giving your problem an expiration date, and we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough, that you've been worried long enough, that you've been struggling long enough, and I believe that God's gonna do it for you.
Conference recording, press 1. This session is no longer being recorded.
Hello? This is your private banker. It's done. It's finished.
What? Honey!
It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. Everything's completed. There's nothing else to say. It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. We are just waiting for the call any day.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. And we are out of here. Enjoy your weekend.